But mm-hmm. I did get burned a good many times on the hot coal walking on it barefooted.
Yes.
And I remember all that things, but to help draw it and help cut the kills, no, I wasn't quite big enough for that. But my daddy taught me how, by making me make one, me and my brother of our own. Mm-hmm. And we made one and burned it.
Did they bring the coal here? Did they drop off the coal at Van Cleef?
Yeah, they put it on schooners there.
I see.
And it's loaded on schooners there and then carried to New Orleans. See, and there was a schooner going and coming, bringing provisions back all the time. And it's one of the hardest livings in the world. And you didn't, in other words, you were a slave.
Was Mr. Mount was they used slaves or you know just niggers to do that mostly? They used black men mostly to do that. Or?
Well, they used them to help because they couldn't afford to put up a kill and burn it. They'd use a lot of the black people to help cut it, and they had to chop it with an axe, you see, in pieces about 4 foot long and stand it up like this on top of each other to you banked it, a big kill. I was going to burn one of them right here in the last 6 months, and my name slips me a little bit, but anyhow, man at the head of the TV business in Gulfport. Me and him talked it all over, and he was to give me $500 worth of free publicity on TV to burn it, and let him show the pictures of it, see as long as it progressed along. And then we worked it up to where we was going to make a real show or a real thing of it and burn one more kill that could be kept for years and years and showed later on. And I got sick and been sick now about 3 years without not felt like doing anything. And I knew that there'd come thousands of people to see it.
Yes.
And they'd all actually want to say something to me, so I thought the best thing to do was to put it off a while till I got to feeling better.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'd just be tormented to death with people all the time in the night and day.
Yeah.
And you couldn't refuse to talk to them a little and explain to them a little about it. So anyhow, I never did go ahead and burn it.
Go ahead and smoke.
No, that's all right. I don't smoke all the time.
Mr. Now, you talking about a kill. That's when you burn the coal?
Yes. Now, called a coal kill.
Coal kill?
Yeah. You cut the wood in about 4 foot lengths and stood it up like this, see?
Uh-huh.
And then stacked another stack up on it, another upon that, short ones up on top of that. Then you banked it with dirt about this thick, about 8 inches thick. And then you poked holes in that dirt. Like you wanted the fire to come down this side to kill, you poked holes there and it would come down to that. But it would char this coal and burn all the smoke and all the smoke would come out of it, see.
Mm-hmm.
But it would be charred. That would be just like stone coal, but it wouldn't be stone. It would be regular wood coal, see. And then that could be burned in a house anywhere or any way, you know. Of course, you would have ventilation with it because it would burn up all the oxygen in there pretty quick. You had to have air in the house when you were burning it.
I see. Okay, so this wasn't your coal that, this isn't the coal you mine. This is coal like
No, you manufactured this yourself with trees. You cut down green trees and made this.
I got you now. I understand. So go ahead you know anything about Pascagoula and Van Cleef in there?
Well, Van Cleef was started there with a man named Van Cleef.
Yes, sir.
And he had schooners, and then there was a man, Broadus, come in there and earlier there and had a store. And then there was an old man, Martin, he had a store and run the post office. And I guess he run it from ever since, from God knows how long back there. And he run the post office. But all my life, he run it till he died at old age.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a wonderful old man. And our post office that we got our mail was about down here beyond where you turned to come across there. We had to ride a mule through the woods down there to get our mail.
Yes, sir.
Or a horse or something with a buggy or anywhere.